Now, this brings us to our very first drill in the course. So far, we have learned the sounds and the spellings of a few intervals. And not only do we want to have that knowledge of the sounds and the spelling, but we want to make sure that the entire thing becomes crystallized in our awareness so that it's practical. We can use this in day-to-day listening. It's one thing to know this material, it's another thing to be able to listen to a record or a concert or something and to be able to know what's going on in the music because we're using our relative pitch. Of course, that is the goal of this course, to establish relative pitch in a usable way in our ear. We have to become familiar with the musical language, how it's spelled, how it's heard, but at the same time, we have to make it practical so the ear can hear and know what's happening in the music. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to tackle our very first drill in the course. It's going to be a lightning round, is what we're going to call it. Now, this is going to be a lot of fun. You can pretend like you're on a game show or something where they have those lightning rounds. It works very quickly. I'm going to be playing you intervals, and you have to name whether it's a perfect fourth or a perfect fifth. Now see, we start out only with two intervals, a perfect fourth and a perfect fifth. And occasionally, I will be throwing in some perfect octaves because that's part of the same thing, the perfect fourths, fifths, and octaves. They're all the perfect intervals. And I may even sneak in a perfect unison every now and then. But basically, we're working on the perfect fourths and the perfect fifths. Now, once you can do this, we are going to add progressively more and more intervals so that you can get used to hearing tones very quickly and making a snap judgment, snap, knowing exactly what it is. It's a perfect fourth, it's a perfect fifth, and be able to spell those intervals very fluently when you want to know how they're stacking up one on top of the other. Now here's the way the lightning rounds work. I'm not going to tell you time at all. I'm just going to simply play an interval like this. And then I'm just going to have a pause. And I'm only going to give you about 1 or 2 seconds to think about what that interval is. And you have to immediately say, perfect fifth. Then I'm going to say, perfect fifth. Now, you have to answer before I tell you what it is. Otherwise, you get a strike. As long as you answer before I tell you, then it's a pass. Otherwise, it's a strike. Now, on lightning rounds, you only get one strike. No more 2 strikes, and then the third one, you're out. On a lightning round, you're only allowed 1 strike. But the difference is we don't stop the tape if we get more than 1 strike. We listen all the way through all our drills. This is going to be drilling procedures now. Whenever we have a drill, whenever we have a lightning round, we listen all the way through and we count the number of strikes we got. Now, if we got 1 or less, then we have passed that drill. We have passed that lightning round. If we got 2 or more, then we will simply listen to that drill again for our homework assignment. And from now on, what we will do is we can listen to drills up to about 45 minutes for our homework assignment. Before, we had a limit of about 20 to 30 minutes. Now, we can listen to drills up to about 45 minutes. We don't want to do it any longer than that because this is going to tire our ear. No one should go beyond 45 minutes. Absolutely no one should go beyond 45 minutes of ear training at a time. So when you're doing these drills, the ones that you don't pass, when you're doing these drills for your homework assignment, you simply listen to them again and again as you need to until you can get through them with 1 strike or less. Now, you may not want to do the same drill over and over and over. Do 1 drill and then go to a different drill. This is going to be the procedure for the rest of the course whenever we have these drills. Do 1 drill and then do a different drill. Give your ear a rest on the 1 drill and then go back to the first drill. So you kind of mix them up so your ear doesn't get tired of one particular sound. When you're first starting these lightning rounds, they go like lightning. And at first, you may become boggled. You might say, I have no idea what these intervals are this fast. Now, if this happens, we do not become concerned. The way we get around this is we simply listen over and over to the tape. This is the solution. Listen over and over to the tape because your ear will then get cultured so that it can pick up these sounds faster and faster and faster. We're never disappointed if we do not pick these up on the very first lightning round, especially when we're just starting out now. We just simply listen to the tape over and over. We don't become concerned if we start to memorize the order of the answers or anything like that. We don't try to do that, but we don't become concerned if we do. When we listen to the tapes again and again, after we do 1, 2, 3, 4 times, then the ear will start to pick up and know these intervals very snappily so that you can hear them and instantly know. Perfect fourth, perfect fifth. Now let's just see how it goes here. I'm going to start you off on your very first lightning round right now on perfect fourths and perfect fifths, and I'm going to play them melodically. One tone after the other, like this. So we won't have them together.